wow. You're seeing a bit of a theme developing there. Movement, what we're looking at this Wednesday at 9:15. And I told you we'd be moving into a cool interview right now with Leah Akampora, who's got some info for you on how to get moving and strong, flexible, living your best life. Because at the end of the day, movement is life, right? Well, let's get Leah on the line for a little chat. Leah Akampora, welcome back to 88FM. On the line this time, not in the studio. How are you doing on a Wednesday morning?
Good morning, Mike. I'm sad that I'm not in studio with you guys this morning, but lovely to hear from you and to all the lovely listeners tuning in this morning.
It's great to connect with you once again. And look, the last time we had you in the house, we were talking about getting fit and active and living your best life. And I see that in the latest edition of the Life and Style magazine, that's just arrived, hot off the press, you've penned a cool article all about biokineticists and illuminating this world and this word. It's quite a mouthful, but most people abbreviate it to bio. Am I right?
Yes, exactly.
Now, we've been hearing a public service announcement on the radio as well. Are you explaining what a bio is all about and how it's all about, really, at the end of the day, helping people move? Because movement, it's a factor that like directly influences your ability to participate in life. Am I right? Am I getting it right?
Exactly that, Mike. So it's really exciting to be able to unpack this topic. I think that bio is still a largely misunderstood profession, and also is a profession that's only recognized in a few countries. It started in South Africa, so
really?
Heritage Month pride.
I didn't know that.
Bio is only really available in South Africa and the UK and Oz as recognized professions. Everywhere else, you'll hear it as physical therapy, and it often gets mixed up with physiotherapy. So it's still a young profession, but definitely emerging in our little community at quite a rapid pace.
Wowzers. No wonder.
I was about to ask what the difference is between physio and bio, really.
Is there an overlap?
That's a great question. There is an overlap. So with regards to biokinetics and physiotherapy, they all have a role to play within the rehabilitation chain. So depending on what you are actually treating, the condition or the ailment, or maybe even it's post-operative, it depends where you're at within the phase of rehab. So an easy way to look at it is a physio will treat you within first phase rehabilitation. Usually, if you think about physio, you're thinking about going to someone for an injury, for needling, or they're seeing you after a hospital visit, and they're going to get you through pain. So while you're still actively in pain, they're going to help you get out of that pain. Mm-hmm. And then once you're out of pain and all the inflammation and swelling and all of that has gone, you'll move on to the next phase of rehabilitation, which is biokinetics, that will help you get moving again by yourself and training the specific muscles that were either maybe operated on, or maybe you were in an accident, or just imbalances that have caused you pain in the past.
Wow. So if you didn't know, now you do. And I would strongly urge you to grab a copy of the Life and Style magazine. It's free. It's out. It's fantastic. And there's a whole bunch of detailed info on biokineticists. The article written by Leah herself. And of course, if you want to connect more online, check out sabiokineticists.com or on Facebook and Instagram, sabiokinetics. But Leah, I believe that there's a really special new thing, a new class that you're going to be kicking off in Belito. In fact, in this new space at the Lifestyle Center called the Studios, there's a thing called the Fit Pod. And what have you got coming to the Fit Pod?
Oh, I'm so excited to chat about this, Mike. Thanks so much. So the Fit Pod, obviously, is brand spanking new to Belito, and it's a really, really exciting lifestyle space. When I sat down and chatted to Bruce, I just thanked him so profusely for bringing something like this to our town, because group fitness is really something that a lot of people are trending towards now post-COVID. Mm. You know, we're tired of training online. We're tired of watching workout videos. And although there'll always be a space for it, we're really seeing people coming out and wanting to exercise with somebody and with each other again. So still being cautious of COVID protocols as well, group exercise is definitely slowly on the merge. And we're really excited to be able to align with the launch of the Fit Pod and bring to you runners' strength training classes up close and personal, combining our skills of biokinetics, Pilates, bar, and functional training into a 45-minute full-body workout.
Wow! Runner's strength training. So this is, I'm guessing, aimed at anyone who is who likes to have that label attached to the runner. But, I mean, you don't have to be an absolute racing snake, I imagine, even if you're just someone who tackles the 5K hunt properties.
Exactly. Exactly, Mike. So the wonderful thing about runner's strength training is that it's addressing your main postural muscles anyway. So perhaps you're not a runner, but you'd like to get into shape, or you'd just like to start addressing movement that is possibly limited for you at the moment. We focus on your full body, but specifically the muscles that are going to aid you in running well. So the glutes, the hamstrings, the entire lower body, really, your core and your back strength as well. So we're looking at posture, and then we're also looking at creating the right balance of strength with these muscles so that you can perform well as a runner. But if you're not a runner, just addressing those muscles are also going to help you move better in your day-to-day life.
So cool. So cool. And for anyone listening to this who thinks, wow, okay, this is for me, when is it kicking off? How often is it happening? And where can we sign up and find out more?
Awesome. So we do have classes every single day of the week. They will be commencing from Monday. And the exciting part is that we will have a week of free trial classes all of next week. So from next week Monday until next week Friday, you can join any of our classes. You can go to the Life and Style website to see where they fall on the schedule. But if I give you a brief rundown, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, they're at 7 a.m. in FitPod 1 and 2. On Tuesday and Thursday mornings, they're at 8 a.m. in FitPod 3. And on a Monday and Wednesday afternoon, they're at 4 o'clock in FitPod 1 and 2. But all of that information is on our page at RunX, on my page at Hello Leah G, and you'll be able to see that information on Life and Lifestyle's website soon as well.
That is so, so, so cool. And there's a lot of people in this town that have taken to running. So I can
yes.
see that.
And especially now that spring has sprung, everybody is getting back out onto the road, enjoying the nice hot weather. It's really something that anybody can do. That's the beauty of running. But the issue is that sometimes you do a little bit too much running and a little too little strength training. So we're just looking to simplify strength training for runners, give you a class to arrive to, come and participate, and we guarantee that you will feel better for it.
So, so cool. One more time, Leah, those pages, RunX, or Hello Leah G, am I right?
Yes, so my page on Instagram is Hello Leah G, and then you can find us on RunX SA on Instagram as well.
So, so exciting. You heard it here on 88FM. Get on in to the FitPod next week. Experience it. Well, it's free, and then sign up and get a head start. Get you know, everyone wants to get one up on those other runners. Make sure that you're putting your best foot forward, springing into spring, and this is just the beginning. We'll be no doubt having another discussion really soon, Leah, and finding out what else is hot as the weather warms up. And in the meantime, well done on your article in the latest Life and Style. It's looking fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
See, not just a voice, but you can write, you can run, you can move. You're the full package. So cool to connect, and wishing you a wonderful Wednesday until we chat again. What do you say?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike and Nokwanda. It was lovely to chat to you guys, and I look forward to unpacking this topic further in the weeks to come.
Thanks, Leah.
Thanks, Leah.
You heard it on 88.